This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros.
Hello, citizens of the world. We are Anonymous.
They call themselves Anonymous, an international group of hackers and activists. You may have seen their videos online. Usually a person wearing a mask speaks to the camera with a distorted voice, giving some type of dire warning to a government entity or corporation. Author and expert on the mysterious group, Gabriella Coleman, explores the intersection of cultures, hacking, and politics in her new book, The Many Faces of Anonymous. She'll present a lecture tomorrow on the infamous group in Santa Fe, and she joins me now via Skype. Gabriella, let's start simple. What is Anonymous? Who are they, and what is their goal?
So Anonymous is currently a name that different groups of people located in very different parts of the world, from Australia to Malaysia to the United States, they use this name to coordinate different forms of collective action, often digitally based protest. And then in terms of the who, I mean, that's a tough one because they're kind of anonymous, right? And so they cloak themselves, and we can answer that a little bit because some people have been arrested because some people use the name to do illegal activity, and those people are computer hackers. But again, a little bit hard to answer because we often don't know who's participating because they're anonymous.
So what are they protesting? What is their goal?
So initially, when the name started to be used for political activity, it tended to be used by geeky internet types who were fighting for piracy, supporting WikiLeaks. But then starting in 2011, the name started to be used for all sorts of political purposes. And then subsequent to that time, it's been used for hundreds of different causes, from fighting police brutality to fighting rape culture.
I think most people have seen one of these videos from an Anonymous, but if someone hasn't seen an Anonymous video, could you describe what one normally looks like?
Oftentimes there is a person with a mask on, and the mask is a Guy Fawkes mask, and they might be sitting at a table and they're making a kind of announcement about the operation.
Dear brothers and sisters, now is the time to open your eyes. In a stunning move that has civil libertarians stuttering with disbelief, the U.S. Senate has just passed a bill that effectively ends the Bill of Rights in America. U.S. Senate, expect us.
It seems to me like a lot of this isn't orchestrated. I mean, can anyone wear one of these masks and just make an anonymous video?
That's absolutely right. And because of that, there's a lot of dynamism and flexibility and mutability and metamorphosis. And while some operations, especially some of the smaller ones with teams of hackers who really, you know, had to organize if you're going to infiltrate a computer system, because so many people could just take the name, what it meant was that there wasn't necessarily consistency across operations, and a lot of the operations kind of emerged spontaneously as well.
So there's no leader, there's no president of Anonymous International.
No, not yet.
What's next for Anonymous? Do you think they have any real power at all?
Their power in the North American context has diminished considerably. And this has to do in part with a lot of arrests that happened in 2011, 2012. But in other parts of the world, like Spain, for example, there's just quite a bit of activity. And I think what's interesting about them is whether, you know, in 5 years, the banner will be used again in a forceful way. I think that is possible. Or maybe, you know, the run that they had between 2010 and 15 in the English-speaking world was the bulk of their run, and it will just be more or less a relic of the past.
Gabriella Coleman explores the intersection of the cultures of hacking and politics, with a focus on Anonymous in a lecture tomorrow night called How Anonymous Dodged the Cyber Terrorism Frame. It begins at 6:30 at the James A. Little Theater in Santa Fe. We have more information at KUNM.org. Gabriella, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
We are Anonymous. We are Legion.
I'm Chris Boros, and this is KUNM.